Track 10, and now we come to the final news track. A community-run village shop has been recognised nationally for the service it provides. Stoke and Teenhead Community Shop, which was set up in 2009, is a runner-up in this year's Rural Community Business Awards. The shop entered the Investor in People category in the 2026 Rural Community Business Awards, run by Plunkett UK, a national charity supporting people in rural areas set up and run businesses in community ownership. The Stoke and Teenhead shop was a runner-up in this category and was recognised at the award ceremony held at the Royal Society of Chemistry in London. The village had been without a shop for a year before an enterprising group of residents got together to raise funds to reopen the existing store, which has now been running for 17 years. The shop plays a central role in the village on many levels. It is somewhere for local people to shop without using a car and a place for residents to go, have a chat, get a coffee, pick up a newspaper and post letters and much more. Committee member Judy Bowden said the shop is the beating heart of the community and it is well respected and used by village residents and passers-by. We were able to support the village during COVID with a full delivery and safe service to villagers. The world has changed a lot since COVID, but Stoke and Teenhead shop continues to prove that a truly local service is very much needed. It stocks a wide range of goods, many of them local, including jams, chutneys and pickles, and also crafts made locally.
Residents encouraged to share concerns. Residents in Newton Abbott are invited to meet their local neighbourhood police team at a community drop-in session taking place next week. The Newton Abbott neighbourhood team will be at the Buckland Centre from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesday, July the 28th, giving local people the opportunity to discuss concerns, share information, and learn more about how officers are addressing issues affecting the community. All residents are welcome to attend and speak directly with the team. Those unable to make the session can continue to report crimes through the official reporting channels. The meeting may be cancelled at short notice if officers are required elsewhere due to operation policing demands.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some drive buses. A bus driver's quick thinking helped a customer who had been at one of the Live at Powderham concerts to reach her father before he died. The Stagecoach leading driver, Jamie McKenna, has been recognised after going above and beyond to support the customer during a deeply emotional moment. While helping deliver the Powderham Festival transport operation, Jamie was approached by a customer who had received the news that her father had been rushed to hospital and was not expected to survive. With time critical and no immediate transport available from the site, Jamie quickly assessed the situation and stepped in to help, driving a bus to ensure she could leave the festival as quickly as possible and be with her family. Thanks to his quick thinking and compassion, she was able to reach her father and spend precious time with him before he died. She later contacted Stagecoach to thank the team, saying their support had meant everything to her family, adding, "Not only heroes wear capes, sometimes they drive double-decker buses." Jamie said, "As a supervisor, you're always looking for a solution. There wasn't a service available at that moment, so I did what I could to help and get her on her way as quickly as possible. Sadly, her father passed away, but she was able to be there with him in time."
Ancient ceremony tests both the hop and the grain. The Portreeve, Master Bailiff and officials of Ashburton Court Lead took to the streets of Ashburton for one of the most arduous tasks of the year last Saturday, the annual ale tasting and bread weighing ceremony. The town's hostelries were visited in turn and A sprig of evergreen to display above the door was awarded to each landlord who supplied a satisfactory pint. Loaves are also weighed and tested, and certificates given to the bakers. Originally, quality control measures such as these were made to ensure that consumers got a fair deal, as miscreants who sold poor quality wares or gave short measures could be punished. However, 700 years down the line, the procedure is more light-hearted, with no punishments, and was followed by a charity auction of the loaves.
Town to introduce 20 mile per hour limit after years of lobbying. A town in Teignbridge is set to introduce a new 20 miles an hour speed limit following approval by Devon County Council. The reduced speed limit for Buckfast Lee comes after years of lobbying by the town council and local residents. The decision follows growing concerns about speeding and careless driving in the town, with residents raising concerns over the safety of pedestrians, motorists and animals. Buckfast Lee Town Council says the new restriction will be advertised shortly. However, the council also said it would be unlikely that the new speed limit would apply to Plymouth Road, Strode Road and Dartbridge Road. At its recent meeting on July the 15th, County Councillor Stuart Rogers confirmed that Devon County Council is also reviewing traffic flow through the town, including the current one-way system, as part of wider efforts to improve movement and safety in Buckfast Lee.
Parish Council objects to business units plan. Plans to build 9 industrial units on a long vacant site in Star Cross have been met with opposition from the village's parish council. River X Group Limited has applied to Teignbridge Council for permission to develop land off General's Lane with 9 commercial units together with parking, landscaping and a boat storage area. But Star Cross Parish Council has objected to the proposal, arguing it would be out of keeping with the character of the village. In comments submitted to the District Council, the Parish Council said it was concerned about the domination of that corner of the village by industrialising units. The Council also questioned the overbearing appearance of the proposal, as well as criticising what it believes is a lack of consideration for traffic, access and road safety. Its objection states that insufficient attention has been paid to the impact on what is a recreational and residential area. Despite opposing the current scheme, the Parish Council stopped short of rejecting development on the site altogether. Instead, it said it would consider supporting a reduced scheme which enabled good local employment possibilities in a less industrialised setting. Planning documents argue the proposals would regenerate a site that has remained vacant and overgrown for years while providing new employment opportunities. Teignbridge Council is expected to make a decision by September the 21st.